News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Wausau City Council discussed Thomas Street at length again Tuesday night, and in the end, they did decide to accept a plan that's been submitted by their planner. Now, the city does not have an exact street plan or number of lanes or layout for a Thomas Street redevelopment. This only accepts the work of the planner and puts it back to the committees, where they will have to decide how many lanes, where the bike lanes are, and where the pedestrians are for a future Thomas Street redesign. The standoff situation at Wittenberg is over, and the suspect is in custody. That incident started just before 2 o'clock this afternoon, and that's when a man went into the McDonald's and Shell station just off Highway 29 with a small handgun. Most of the people inside were allowed to leave, but he did keep one of the McDonald's employees as a hostage. The 29-year-old male suspect did end up giving up eventually. Sheriff Randy Wright from Shawano County answered several questions about the incident.
Our dispatch center first received a panic alarm and then some phone calls from people from the Shell McDonald's at the intersection of 45 and 29 is that there was a subject inside the restaurant with a gun. People were allowed to leave, but there was also a time where there was the store employee that was held. Through negotiations, our negotiator was able to get the hostage release.
The hostage is a male employee from McDonald's, and the sheriff says he's doing amazingly well.
Very well. Well composed, kept his calm throughout the whole incident, I would say he did very well.
Apologies for a little wind noise there. The press conference was outdoors. The man has been taken to a facility for a mental evaluation. No one was hurt in the incident. Marathon, Shawano County SWAT teams, as well as officers from State Patrol and Stockbridge-Muncie Police, assisted in this situation. Two motorcyclists killed in a crash near Stevens Point identified today. They were 21-year-old Alexander Reeder from Wisconsin Rapids and 20-year-old Catherine Axland from Maquanago. Both were seniors at UW-Stevens Point. Portage County authorities said the motorcycle collided with a minivan late yesterday, just west of Highway 66 at Highway Double P. Deputies say the minivan driver, a 41-year-old woman, was turning into a driveway right into the path of the oncoming motorcycle. She and her 11-year-old son were not injured in the incident. Two more candidates now in the race to succeed retiring 6th District Congressman Tom Petri. Senator Joe Leavam, a Sheboygan Republican, made his official announcement, and Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris, now the first Democrat to enter the race, telling the Oshkosh Northwestern he will run. Storm Track 9 forecast from Tony Schumacher tonight, clear and frosty down to 27. Sunshine tomorrow morning, look for a high of 54. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight, clear and frosty down to 27 degrees. Wednesday, sunshine in the morning, increasing clouds in the afternoon, and a 30% chance of light rain in the late afternoon. Most of that west and southwest of Marathon County, high 54. Wednesday night, breezy with a soaking rainstorm, a low of 35. Breezy and chilly with rain Thursday, most of the heavy rain in the morning, a high of 48. Friday, partly and mostly cloudy and a few light showers developing during the afternoon. High temp expected to be 51. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.